Big weekend for Scone Race Club, and we are joined by General Manager Steve Keane. Steve, mate, you must be run off your feet at the moment.
Yeah, look, there's plenty happening, and but it's all exciting, and we look forward to a really good day's racing tomorrow.
And I think it is going to be a fantastic day racing. Of course, there is a little bit of an event happening in Sydney this afternoon at Rose Hill. The Golden Slipper, $5 million up for grabs. Goodness gracious, that is quite the prize money.
Yeah, look, it's a great lead up to the wildcard race meeting. So, we'll be watching with great interest today. It should be a really good race.
All right, you got a couple of tips for us. Who do you like in race 7 this afternoon at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, look, I think Godolphin will have a good day today, and I think Colette will be getting the money in race 7. It loves the heavy tracks from a good gate. Should settle a little bit closer than what it has done previously, and I think it might just run down the favourite, but those two will pair off, and I think Colette just will get the job done there.
James McDonald on its back. Of course, he's been in some fantastic form over the last several months. Colette has been favoured in some races, but hasn't necessarily been there at the end of it, has she?
No, that's right. So she is costing the punters a little bit currently at the moment, but I think she'll turn that around today and get the punters back in the positive column.
Well, at the moment, she's about 4-1. The favourite looks like Forbidden Love. That is the number 9, and that's paying $2.50. In the Golden Slipper this afternoon, it's going at 4:45. Who do you like?
Yeah, number 2, Sajardin. I think sat 3 wide last start and was still finishing on really strongly in a good quality race. And then 2 starts ago and then came out and won last start, so quite impressively. Locally bred here in the Hunter Valley, the upper Hunter Valley, and I think it's going to be very hard to beat today, and that's around the $8, $7.50 to $8 mark, so I think it's a good each-way bet all day.
As we all know, the Golden Slipper, you blink and you miss it, it's over 1,200 metres. How important is gate number 4 in this case for Sajardin? Does that help?
Yeah, I think it does. It just helps get the ideal position that it wants, so... you don't want to be too close into the rail, so you don't want to be stuck for a run. But when you're in those sort of low numbers, but in the middle there, you can get the ideal running, and just really helps in these grand finals when every horse is wound up to run their absolute peak. So
the favourite today is Coolangatta, actually moving out a little bit. I think it was shorter yesterday. Of course, James McDonald on its back, that probably doesn't hurt its chances as well.
No, that's right. It's phenomenal. That horse has done great things, and every time the Ma Eustace team have stepped it out, it has performed exceptionally well in the highest of quality ratings for 2-year-olds. So it can't be discounted. We're just hoping that the timing's right for Sajardin, and it'll get the money, hopefully.
All right, keep an eye on number 2 this afternoon in the Golden Slipper. Now, tomorrow, of course, the main event is the Country Championships wildcard event at Scone Race Club. The big race is number 7. Who's your tip?
Yeah, I'm gonna land on Banjo. I think if there's no scratchings, it'll come in 2 or 3 barriers, which will get it into around about 6 or 7, which will be ideal. It'll be able to stalk the speed. It's wins... in the highways a few months ago were very impressive. They had to do it the hard way and even sat 3 wide in the qualifier at Tamworth. So with a more economical run, it's going to be very hard to run down. I think you'll see it striking the front at about the 150 and pulling away.
Well, the favourite this afternoon at the moment is the number 9 Edit at $3.50, but it's got the 16 gates, so it's definitely got a bit of work to do to be able to get around there, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, look, it shouldn't worry Edit being a wide gate because it does get back in the field. So my only concern is there's some very good horses that it's going to have to run down and give a start. So at that price, I'd like to maybe have a few dollars on Banjo, who's going to be up and rolling and in the sort of the first 6, I would imagine. But Edit's going to need A bit of luck, B a little bit of pace, and it's going to have to finish pretty strongly in a hot field. It just makes it a little tricky, but it is a very, very good animal.
That's the tip for tomorrow, the New Haven Park Country Championships wildcard, $50,000. And, of course, winning that one gives you an opportunity to go into the Country Championship later in the year for an opportunity to win $500,000. So stacks on the mill tomorrow. I imagine everybody's going to be feeling the pressure. But it's going to be a fantastic day at Scone Race Club tomorrow, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, that's right. We've got plenty happening. We've got the TAB party lawn. We'll be down the front, and we've got plenty of things for the kids. So, jumping castles, water slides, pony rides, so a visit from Spider-Man and Elsa. So, yeah, it's going to be a great day for everyone. And, yeah, we look forward to hosting a huge wildcard day.
Soft conditions tomorrow. I expect a little bit of rain still falling around the valley in parts today, but not too bad. And we're expecting to see the sunshine come out tomorrow.
Yeah, no, we've missed most of the rain in the last week or so, so we'll be on a good four. The track will be perfect. So, yeah, we're really fortunate that way, and, yeah, it should be a cracking day.
What time the gates open tomorrow?
Yeah, 12 o'clock, so with the first at 12:55. Get in and get your spot early, and as I said, all the water slides and that for the kids. There'll be free super dupers as well and a sausage sizzle, so... Yeah, that should be good.
And some great racing. Steve Keane, thank you very much for giving us a few minutes of your time. You have a great day tomorrow, and we'll speak again down the track.
Yeah, that looks good. Thanks for your help.